Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Fursome Foursome. I'm Pastor Orrin Otter.
And I'm Rabbi Kuhn.
And I'm Abbot Babbit Rabbit.
And I'm the Servant Brother Caduceus.
And we're all here to give you your daily dose of Bible reading by cute furry animals.
Excuse me, Orrin, but I'm not furry.
By three cute furry animals and one who's close enough. Don't have to worry about them. Those guys are not trolls. They work for me.
Why are trolls working for you?
They're not trolls. They were actors. Ulrich plays on a kid's show. I had them come in as a practical illustration of my sermon about persecution.
Will you be paying their medical expenses, then?
Medical expenses?
Yes, Brother Caduceus, bit one.
Which one?
The one with pillowcase over his head.
Ulrich? Oh, I wouldn't worry about him. By the time it registers that he's been bitten, he'll be completely healed.
Yeah, I think it's time to start the show, dear.
Why, yes, so it is. Okay, then, let's go to Rabbi Kuhn for today's Old Testament reading, which will be Daniel chapter 8.
In the third year of the reign of King Belshazzar, a vision appeared unto me, even unto me, Daniel, after that which appeared unto me at the first. And I saw in the vision, and it came to pass when I saw that I was at Shushan, in the palace, which is in the province of Elam. And I saw in a vision, and I was by the river of Ulai. Then I lifted up mine eyes and saw, and behold, there stood before the river a ram which had two horns. And the two horns were high, but one was higher than the other, and the higher came up last. I saw the ram pushing westward and northward and southward, so that no beast might stand before him. Neither was there any that could deliver out of his hand, but he did according to his will, and became great. And as I was considering, behold, a he-goat came from the west on the face of the whole earth, and touched not the ground. And the goat had a notable horn between his eyes. And he came to the ram that had two horns, which I had seen standing before the river, and ran unto him in the fury of his power. And I saw him come close unto the ram, and he was moved with choler against him, and smote the ram, and brake his two horns. And there was no power in the ram to stand before him, but he cast him down to the ground, and stamped upon him. And there was none that could deliver the ram out of his hand. Therefore the he-goat waxed very great, and when he was strong, the great horn was broken. And for it came up four notable ones toward the four winds of heaven. And out of the one of them came forth a little horn, which waxed exceeding great toward the south, and toward the east, and toward the pleasant land. And it waxed great even unto the host of heaven, and it cast down some of the host and of the stars to the ground, and stamped upon them. Yea, he magnified himself even to the prince of the host, and by him the daily sacrifice was taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down, and the host was given him against the daily sacrifice by reason of transgression. And it cast down the truth to the ground, and it practiced and prospered. Then I heard one saint speaking, and another saint said unto the certain saint which spake, how long shall be the vision concerning the daily sacrifice, and the transgression of desolation, to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden under foot? And he said unto me, under 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. And it came to pass, when I, even I, Daniel, had seen the vision, and sought for the meaning. Then, behold, there stood before me as the appearance of a man. And I heard a man's voice between the banks of Ulai, which called and said, Gabriel, make this man understand the vision. So he came near where I stood, and when he came I was afraid, and fell upon my face. But he said unto me, understand, O son of man, for at the time of the end shall be the vision. Now, as he was speaking with me, I was in a deep sleep on my face toward the ground. But he touched me, and set me upright. And he said, behold, I will make thee know what shall be in the last end of the indignation, for at the time appointed the end shall be. The ram which thou sawest having two horns are the kings of Media and Persia. And the rough goat is the king of Grecia. And the great horn that is between his eyes is the first king. Now that being broken, whereas four stood up for it, four kingdoms shall stand up out of the nation, but not in his power. And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up, and his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. And he shall destroy wonderfully, and shall prosper and practice, and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people. And through his policy also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. And the vision of the evening and the morning which was told is true. Therefore, shut thou up the vision, for it shall be for many days. And I, Daniel, fainted, and for 6 certain days. Afterward, I rose up and did the king's business, and I was astonished at the vision, but none understood it.
Thank you, Jacob. And now we go to Abbot Babbitt for today's New Testament reading, and he'll be reading 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 through 17.
1 John chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. We know that we have come to know him if we obey his commands. The man who says, I know him, but does not do what he commands, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But if anyone obeys his word, God's love is truly made complete in him. This is how we know we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did. Dear friends, I am not writing you a new command, but an old one, which you have had since the beginning. This old command is the message you have heard. Yet I am writing you a new command. Its truth is seen in him and you, because the darkness is passing, and the true light is already shining. Anyone who claims to be in the light, but hates his brother, is still in darkness. Whoever loves his brother lives in the light, and there is nothing in him to make him stumble. But whoever hates his brother is in darkness, and walks around in the darkness. He does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded him. I write to you, dear children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of his name. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I write to you, dear children, because you have known the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God lives in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Do not love the world, or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever.
Thank you, Ignatius. Now we go to Brother Caduceus for today's psalm, which will be number 120.
A Song of Degrees. In my distress I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips, and from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given unto thee, or what shall be done unto thee, thou false tongue? Sharp arrows of the mighty, with coals of juniper. Woe is me, that I sojourn in Meshech, that I dwell in the tents of Kedar. My soul hath long dwelt with him that hateth peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war.
Thank you, Tib. And finally, here's today's Proverbs. Today's Proverbs are chapter 28, verses 25 and 26. A greedy man stirs up dissension, but he who trusts in the Lord will prosper. He who trusts in himself is a fool, but he who walks in wisdom is kept safe.
Now, if I might inquire, what exactly was the prophecy today in Daniel referring to?
That was a prophecy concerning the Greek Empire. Yeah, but the events up to and including the events of 1st and 2nd Maccabees. Now, they aren't in the Standard Bible, and they aren't in the Hebrew Bible either, what we call the Old Testament here.
They're in mine.
Yeah, well, anyway, the Greeks, they took over the kingdom of Hasmonean in Israel. And Antiochus Epiphanes, he stopped the worship of the one true God. Or at least he tried to. And he set up his own God in the temple. Well, the Maccabees family didn't take too kindly to that. So they organized a revolt. And they cast Antiochus and his people out of Israel. and they cleansed the temple. And you probably heard this story, but I'll tell it again anyway because it's a good story. When they cleansed the temple, they didn't have enough oil to light the lamps, and it would take 7 days to consecrate more oil. But God performed a miracle, and he made the 1 day supply of oil last for 8 days. And that is where we get Hanukkah.
Well, there's a little more to it than that. The events which Daniel prophesies about have a fulfillment in the near future, but they also refer to events that still haven't occurred yet, even now.
You know, I've been wondering about some of those.
Oh, yeah. Time, times, and half a time? That's 3.5 years, and that refers to the latter half of the Great Tribulation.
You know, a lot of Jews still wonder about these things, because the way it's described in Daniel here, it's just like a single string of events.
Well, it's kind of like when you're looking at a mountain range, side on. Because they're so big, you can't really judge the distance between them, and so they look like they're right one in front of the other. But as you get to one peak, the other, it may be miles away.
Indeed. And oftentimes God does not see fit to make a distinction until the time is right. Paul and the other apostles of the first century church were certain that Jesus was going to come in their lifetime, yet he did not. My branch of the church became impatient, thinking that Jesus was going to come very soon, and when he did not, they thought that they must be interpreting the scriptures incorrectly.
Well, I don't think it was merely that they were impatient. They also had difficulty believing that certain things which were mentioned in prophecy could happen.
Such as?
Well, the nation of Israel existing, for one thing. It hadn't existed since the Romans trashed it way back in the first century.
Well, that's episode 335 in the can. Just 21 more to go.
I'm going to miss doing this.
Yeah, it's great being here with my brothers, reading the Word of the Lord, learning about God, getting up every morning at 7 a.m. Okay, well, maybe I won't miss that part.
This has been the Fursome Foursome, your daily Bible reading with cute, furry,
and scaly
animals. The Fursome Foursome is brought to you by the Christian Furry Fellowship at St. Fred's. To find us, go to www.ottercomics.us and just follow the signs for St. Fred's. The Fursome Foursome broadcasts daily on the OtterTunes Shoutcast Radio Network.
Shall we retire to the Fellowship Hall for some coffee and some of Sister Gertie's brownies?
Oh, yes, I think that would be lovely.
Hey, please, Minister, did you hear the one about us?
Have a good morning, brothers and sisters, and God bless.